Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lama. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming in to give the teachings. And if you've never been here before, if you please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then he'll begin prostrating toward the altar. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. And then he'll stand on the throne. And then he'll signal us for to sit down. Table right here with the offerings are from the offerings are from the Tara practice that we did last night. We'll be dismantling it after the teaching because there's going to be a guru puja at 5 o'clock, and usually we dismantle, but we just leave it on so that you can benefit from the offerings. Let's see. If you have any questions for Geshe-la, this will be his last session for several weeks. You can write it down on a piece of paper and then put it on his table. And he'll be very happy, you know, to try to answer it. Usually on Sunday, Geshe-la will introduce a topic and then invite people to give input about it, make comments, ask questions. So when he does, if you please wait for the handheld mic, and then before you speak, make sure you're speaking directly into the mic, almost touching your lips on it. You know, speak very loudly because it doesn't pick up if you hold it away from your face. Geshe-la has asked me to remind everyone to circumambulate the stupa outside. It has a lot of Dharmakaya relics and other holy objects in it, and it's a great source for purification practice and accumulation of merit. And also to spin the prayer wheels. There's some outside on the way to the stupa, and also one right out, about four outside the store. After Geshe-la's after the session, we'll do dedication prayers, and most of the prayers are either in the gold prayer book if you're sitting, you know, toward the front, or they're in the white binder if you're sitting in more in the back rows. And I'll tell you which pages they are. I think the first one is on page 183. Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra. But at the very end of the teaching, we'll recite Shantideva's dedication, and I'll tell you what page it is. And then after that, you're welcome to offer a kata to Geshe-la. You can just, you know, don't have to wait for a signal. I think Jill will signal people to come in and do that. I think, there are some extra ones in the back if you'd like to borrow one and offer the kata to him. If you have a monetary gift, you just put it on the side table, and then he will, you know, give you the kata back on your shoulders. So I think that's it. If you have cell phones, if you please turn them off or put them on mute so as not to disturb the teachings, and you're welcome to bring drinks, you know, into here, into this room. I think that's it. Can we anything else? There's restrooms are out through this door on the left. Okay. So in the gold prayer book, please turn to page 183, and in the white binder, it's the first page that has that says Kadampa Center Prayers at the top, and we'll chant the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra three times. In the gold text, it's the mantra between the two lines at the bottom. Page 183. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta. turn to page 34 in the Old Prayer Book, and we'll read the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Turn to page 37 and you see, let's chant, the four measurables chanting version toward the bottom, and then the two mantras below that. In the white binder, it's the words by the musical notes. Zen Chen Tam Che De Wa Zong De chant Chen Rezig's mantra 8 times, and Chen Rezig is the Buddha of great compassion. Om Mani Padme Hum. Tara, the Buddha, the deity of enlightened activity. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Okay. Oh, you have a story? Okay.
No, not a story. Oh, sorry, not a story. Not a story. But something pretty special, okay? Guess what? Who gets happy when they come into the Gompa and they sit down and that door opens and Geshe-la comes in? Do you guys get happy? Okay. Well, guess what? He's going to go away for a couple of months and do special things. Geshe-la will benefit all of us, okay? Well, when people leave, what do you usually do? You say goodbye, and then you say, will you come back soon, right? So I want all of us together to tell Geshe-la to please, 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 please come back soon. Do you think you guys can do that?
Yeah.
Okay. How many fingers do I have to put up before you say it?
Three.
Okay. One, two, three. Geshela, please come back soon.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Great job.
Thank you, Billy.
Billy?
Thank Good morning. Would you mind if you say one more mala, money mantra? Because one of our best friends from Kadamba Center passed away 2 days, like 22 days, exact 22 days. You know? Maybe a lot of you know Richard Porter, so it's been like 2 days, exact 22 days. So according to Buddhist traditions that we do something like till 49 days, you know, 7 weeks that we try to do, say prayers, then dedicate for, you know, his like a higher rebirth or a better journey, so maybe or you can meditate, or you can meditate, send your positive thought. So I'm going to say one round of Mandi mantra. Thank you. So maybe short meditation. Okay, short meditation. Oh, yeah, thank you. Please, would you mind take a moment to introduce yourself to each other? So last Sunday we discussed here, I read something from this book. mainly the statement that I read from this book, you know, has collection of advice from different masters. So (clears throat) The one is to be discussing with desire, desire. Another one is wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. The difference between desire and wisdom, so how they, as following desire and also desire that we experience like one important thing that I also said, you know, like physical happiness, the physical happiness that includes five senses, you know, seeing something beautiful, you know, smelling something very good, and eating something with taste, then, you know, like tactile, sound, you know, all of that. These are all considered physical. It's not really mental, it's physical. Even though there are like each senses that, you know, behind that consciousness, the one who's experiencing it, is, you know, what we call like five omnipresent mental factors, that goes with every primary thought, comes with the five omnipresent mental factors. Among those, feeling is one of them. Among those, so on, feeling is one of them. So therefore, each time when we engage into something, we are feeling. Anyway, these are considered as a physical. The mental, then here, six mental factors. Mind, what you say. I'm just pointing here. I'm not sure it's here or it's here. You know, I'm just pointing here. So. Means deep down. So there's, you know, that happiness is produced by thinking. Not necessarily smelling something, seeing something, hearing something, touching something, eating something. It's simply thinking. It's not dependent on external object. It's just thinking. So then there, you know, desire, wisdom, So something to think about. I just, you know, like read here something, I just throw some idea there, then you please think about. It's been said here a long time ago. Of course, then reality, no desire, probably there will be no life. Do you agree? You can't survive, no? So now, like, challenge is like, in this book it says, you know, if you want all the happiness, if you want all the happiness, means abandon all the desire. Does that make sense? Can you imagine life without desire? There'll be any problem, so, it's not, it's easy to say in the word, but there's only two lines. If you abandon all the desire, this one sentence. Now, if you want all the happiness, means desire. Tanje means not just one, all. Stop one of them. If you manage to abandon all the desire, you have all the happiness. Excellence. Best of the best happiness to Delta. So, you know, America, the realm that we live is called desire realm. It makes sense. You know, when you go to shopping mall, there's many realms. Chocolate realm, chip realms, coke realms, and then there's all this, you know, not just one, there's like 100 chips, 100 drinks, 100 toothpaste, 100 hard, it was amazing, hard to believe. So anyway, now the problem is chasing desire will be never content. Doesn't make sense, chasing desire. Maybe you'll be more content if you chase, if you develop wisdom by thinking. Oh, not bad, you know, can, able to see, able to hear. You know, pretty good, no? There's tons of reasons that, you know, we need to learn how to say, I am happy. That's called wisdom. I am happy because I can see, I can hear, I can move around. Fresh air, wonderful park, so many resources to learn, to do things, you know, no need to worry about who's going to bomb on your house. All of that. There's tons of reason to be happy. You could say, I am happy because of this and because of that. This is not desire, this is wisdom. This is called wisdom, you know, by thinking. You are happy by thinking. So at the same time, you know, you can say, oh, I'm not happy because I don't have this, I don't have that, you know, then all. In the end, everything is dependent, interdependent. Everything is interdependent, you know. So that's what I, you know, explained. And last Sunday, we don't have time to discuss. So if there's something you want to discuss today, so these are the two things, you know, desire versus wisdom. And you know, like you say here, like, oh, let it go. It's not that easy. You have to understand why you should let it go. You have to understand why you should let it go. So then, there's, you know, many, I say, it's like almost a puzzle. There's no one answer. There's no one answer. No? If there's one answer, then it's not the one answer. It's not much about, you know, like physical. It's mainly all these books. There's almost like 300 something books. If it's that simple, why Buddha taught all these books? It's not simple because it's all about guarding our mind. Meditation is the technique or like method to do that, you know, guarding our mind. Or because the mind, everything happens. All the good things people enjoy because of the mind. All the problems people face because of the mind. Or physical, there's very limit. You know, how far you can smell, it's limit. But mind, how far you can reach, I can reach my hometown, minute. I can reach into my whole skin, you know, like 1,000 miles beyond the ocean. Mind is much more sophisticated. So, in Buddhism, so today is the last class, you know, so, and I just want to try to, I'm not sure how to summarize, but, we need to we need to think. In Buddhism, that's called samsara. Samsara. And just read, what is that? No, you can read, you can write. No, a lot of people in my hometown, they cannot read. They cannot write. For them, even there are books available, they cannot read. Here it's not like that, you can read. So read about that. What is samsara? The samsara just talks about existence, one's own existence, you know, existence. So then having that understanding, then you kind of understood, oh, perfections, that we talk about perfection, being perfect, being perfections, perfect. That's probably not within the samsara. There's nothing is perfect. Everything is kind of complicated. See, everything is kind of complicated. So then, having that understanding, then help. It's also important. Then, what is the causality? Why things happen? Or why is someone being mean to you because you are not being nice to them? Am I right? If you are nice, it's not just about religion. It's not just about religion. If you're being nice, kind, compassionate, people like you. Right? Am I right? There's not many heads going like this. Only few. if the people, they have mind. They think like you. You know? If you're being kind, nice, generally speaking, not every single person, but generally speaking, is good for you, you know. Altruistic attitude, you know, beneficial mind. Each time when the thought arises, what we need to do, if you are really want to know the purpose of meditation is to analyze our thought. There are so many thoughts that arise every day. There are so many different kinds of thoughts arise. But we don't analyze if that thought is beneficial. If it's not beneficial, probably we should not act on that thought because it's not beneficial. So being kind, you know, being nice, being kind, it all comes down on loving kindness, compassion, altruistic attitude, good person, warm heart. It all comes down to that. It's not about how much you know. Right? So that's what we've been trying to do here. You know? So we get here together. Then I say something, you know, from quotes, some books from here, there, you know. So that throughout the day, every day is no challenge. It's not easy, you know. Or every one day, like from morning to in the end, everything's fine, perfect. It's not like that, you know. The challenge, you know, that you see things, people do things, you know, doesn't necessarily do the way you like to do what you do. You destroy your happiness. Like, see, yeah, all the mental happiness needs to produce by thinking. You know, we have to think. We need to think. Otherwise, if you don't think, if you have nothing to think, if you meditate, then it's like person without arm trying to climb the mountains. You can't climb the mountains because you have no arm. More like you're going to fall down. Meditation means think, you know, think something very precisely. Oh. Then the meditation. So, Pemba Samba is cultivating the word Pemba Samba. Pemba means benefit. Samba is mind, beneficial mind. More beneficial mind throughout the day, whatever ways you can produce that, generate that, your life is going to be far more better. More negative mind, doesn't matter how well you look, how good you look, and how much money you have, your life is not going to be happy, because you are not thinking something good. It's all come down to that. And question is that easy? It's not easy. Especially when, you know, when you encounter some difficulties, there's possibility you could think something good, but it's hard. Because we don't have habit to think something good. Huh? There's many, many examples. It's all come down. It's all come down on God. We have to guard our mind precisely. We have to guard our mind precisely. That is the meditations. We have to guard mind because mind is so powerful. It's like elephant. It's so powerful, you know. So make sure that elephant doesn't get wild. If that elephant gets wild, it causes a lot of destructions. It's so powerful. So that's why you guard your mind. How you guard your mind? Guard from what? Guard from disturbing things. Disturbing things, you know. If I think, oh, she's wonderful, you know, she's, you know, I could gain loving kindness, compassion. You look around, you know, samsara, everybody has problems, everybody, including myself. We all have all kinds of problems. So unless we liberate ourselves from the samsara for good, then there will be no more complications. That's called moksha. Moksha, liberation. So till then, there will be complications, you know. We get headache. Why? Because we have head. If you don't have a head, you don't never get headache. You know. So some problem will be there, you know. It's not like somebody wishes you get headache, you know, then you get headache. No, because if you don't have head, there's no headache. You don't have headache, you know? So every day, you know, every day, like, so now my point is, when if you summarize all this, you know, Sunday class, I mainly talk about mind training texts. So now mind training means, you know, more beneficial mind is good for your health, good for your life is going to be happier, more like that was the opposite of beneficial mind, opposite of beneficial mind, unkind thought, you know, all of that. So as a Buddhist monk, what you do, you say prayers, you know, so all the prayers, they say, may all sentient beings have happiness because of happiness, you know. So when you see the squirrel picking up your, taking one of your fruit from your fruit tree, where's that prayer go? Where's the prayer go? May all sentient beings have happiness because of happiness. Where the prayer went? It's not there. No, you could say like all kind of mantra, you know, like, man, it's not, I'm saying it's not easy. Guarding the mind is not easy. One time in the basement, I'm doing my mantra, this big glass window. I have this persimmon tree in my backyard. It has a lot of fruit. So I am uptight with that fruit. No, it's my fruit. It's my tree. It's my fruit. No? I am the one who's going to enjoy all the fruit. Nobody else. No, I'm the one. But that thought doesn't lead to you to the enlightenment or liberation. That thought, that's now how you liberate. So I'm doing my, you know, money mantra. For sake of all mother sentient beings, I'm saying all mother sentient beings, I'm just going round and round. All of a sudden I saw one squirrel. One of the branches kind of moving fast. I saw there's no wind. Then I look, there's one squirrel. Mantra stopped. There's nothing I can do, there's glass door, so I first you have to open the door, then you get out. By the time they probably... But basically you're thinking how to protect. There's a squirrel only there, so I'm thinking... So I'm not really thinking my own sentient being have happiness cause of happiness. Then the second thing, you see that he already had fruit in his mouth. See? It's like uptight, not able to let it go. No? There's no wisdom. If there's wisdom, your mind is not going to disturb. Your mind is not going to disturb, but there's no wisdom. Therefore, but then I did. You know, fortunately, I did not chase this squirrel. No, did not chase. And sometimes I do chase them, so I have to admit sometimes I chase them. You know? Sometimes it become too much. Then I did chase. You know, not the stone with the hot water. So then, like, yes, cost more energy to chase. Then you just let it go, it's just one piece of fruit. But there's plenty left on the... They're not like setting up the market to sell the fruit. They just get one, they eat. They don't come back then to get, you know, they sell some kind of small shop then to sell other squirrels. Not like that, you just get one. But not thinking consciously. No? So probably the tree caused me more problem than, you know, good. Yeah. So... You know, one day I said, oh, maybe, you know, someday I do have wisdom. I said, oh, it's just fruit. No, it's just fruit. It's not like taking one of your ears. In the school, taking one of your ears, that's kind of painful. Then that's hard to tolerate. No, it's just a piece of fruit. Some days good, some days quite good, then just let it go. You know. Then another day, then get out of the house. First to grab the horse. It's not under the tree, it's not easy. Squirrels already jump. So you grab the horse, then you open the horse, it's going to be somewhere tree there, then you just hold it in there, it's gone. Fruit is gone. If the squirrel drops the fruit, are you going to eat? I'm probably not going to eat the fruit. So there's no wisdom. Not like that. Not every day. That's what I'm saying. Every day is a challenge. So then slowly, you know, slowly. But we can't give up. If we give up, there will be no happiness. If we give up, there will be no happiness. We have to try. Even though it's like challenging, we must try. No, we have to try. So if we are seeking natural happiness, we have to really think. We have to like think and look at all the thought that rise. We have to really think. Sometimes they say that you have to let it go, this thought, through three filters. No matter how they say, but you know, like go, then life will be better. Life will be better. You know? Maybe you are thinking about samsara as a whole. Maybe way to let it go. That thought, or maybe you are thinking about, you know, like causality. Maybe there's one way to let it go. Hmm? Or maybe you are thinking of impermanent. Everything changed. Maybe there's you use that knowledge to let go things. You know, you let it go. You have to have some knowledge to let it go. Otherwise, you can't just let it go. We do cling on things. Idea, plan, all of that. You know. And yeah, so every day is a challenge. So what is that? Why was that? That's the nature of samsara. That's the nature of samsara. So whether you are saying a lot of prayer or not, fundamentally, what we need to learn through meditation is the technique, how to guard our mind, how to guard our mind. Huh? Think something positive throughout the day, much as possible. The minute you wake up, if you manage to think something positive, if that requires to say something, please do. If that helps you to think something positive, then please do. Saying something, if that doesn't help you to think something good, is just not much benefit. Even if you say something, could say a prayer, not much benefit, because you are still not able to think something positive. You know, something positive. Shantideva, this book says, Miki Sinjiya Tanayang, so no. If you look at someone, Miki Sinjiya Tanayang, Changsi Chandesu Chitas. Look at that person sincerely, genuinely, with loving kindness, compassion. Why? Miki Sinjiya Tanayang, Changsi Chandesu Chitas. Teda Nila Tene Das, depending on that person alone, you could get so many things that you cannot find anywhere in the whole universe. What is that? Loving kindness, compassion, patience, all of that. You can gain. Miki Sinje Tanaya, Taji Chandra Sujita, Tadani Latene, Dasani, the Juro shares, because you could achieve enlightenment just based on that person. Therefore, everybody, all the people, all this holy object, all the enlightenment, holy being, Pope, His Holiness Dalai Lama, when you see Pope, we all bow down. When you see His Holiness Dalai Lama, when you see someone else, you don't show any respect. Shantideva said, no, that doesn't make sense. Because if you are thinking about your enlightenment or your liberation, you are heavily dependent on both of them, enlightened beings, sentient beings. Without sentient beings, there will be no enlightenment. There will be no altruistic attitude, there will be no loving kindness, there will be no compassion, there will be no patience. If you by yourself, there's no patience, you know. All this good quality we discussed, all loving kindness, compassion, tolerance, patience, respect. Because of who? Because of sentient beings. No? And there's no there's traditional instructions how to think about kindness of other sentient beings. There's traditional instructions. So besides that, think about everything that you enjoy. Without sentient beings, there will be no clothes. There will be no food, there will be no house, there will be no road, there will be no entertainment, there will be no gadget, there will be no cup, there will be nothing. Everything, because you enjoy, is like connected, deeply connected to all other living beings, all other living beings. Medicine, treatment, clothes, board, the car, the road, the house, due to the kindness. There is a way to open your heart towards all living beings, thinking something like that. So, therefore, now it makes sense, the purpose of meditation is to reduce or subdue disturbing thought. The purpose, the power of meditation. Don't just sit like that, no. That's just sitting. So now you have the postcard that also shows the dog and the cat. Just sitting, no, they just sit like that. Meditation means not just sitting there, but then thinking. The past, you know, a lot of people in the West, haunted. My pronunciation is getting older. Haunted. So, my question, my big question is, do you believe that you can purify. Do you believe? Not just from here, deep down, do you believe that you can purify? So, you know, yeah, my childhood life is not perfect. I also have tons of problems. I hardly think about them. Not because I drink butter tea. If that's happening, I can make you butter tea easily. You know, it can give you all the... It may not taste very good, but you know, that's a remedy. So, see, like, do you believe that you can clean? You know, they say that sink is full, that full sink is filled with dishes, dirty dishes. By looking at them, it's not going to clean. Putting all the soap and all the detergent, all kind of fancy, like, you know, sponge, putting around the dishes, it's not going to clean. They just sit there, all prayers and prayer, okay, may I hope, like, may I hope that all the dishes will be clean. Open your eyes, no, it's not there. If you move, then it can be clean. It can be clean. That's the, like the, anything that's dirty doesn't have good quality, but it has one quality, it can be clean. It can be clean. Same, dishes, mind, everything can be clean. Oh? It's not like that, oh, you are born with that, there's nothing you can do, you are all the bad. That's not true. It's not true. It's like cloud on the sky. Now today's sky is kind of cloud. It's not inseparable. One day you will see clear sky. It's just there temporary. The nature of the, according to Buddhism, the fundamental nature of mind is pure. It's just clouded. It's a little bit cloud here. It's not inseparable. It's not one with anger. If it's one with anger, there's no hope. So it's very important, you know, like, as a Buddhist, what you do, you remember something, you know, something negative, you purify them. You purify them. Like same, like, you know, we don't wear, okay, I'm going to make this cloth dirty, that's how I'm going to wear. It just gets dirty over time. Then what you do, you clean them. Over time, man get dirty, so what you purify them. Instead of, you know, thinking something negative, out of negative mind, doing nothing, then that's like pushing yourself to darkness. As a Buddhist, according to Buddhist, you know, Buddhism, you think something negative out of positive mind. Well, the willingness to clean, you know, like, then you think, then you do something, then you feel, in the end, you feel good without feeling bad. You know? So, they just think about that. No, it's not like, oh, these people are special. No, no, there's no special. It's the same. Physically, mentally, same. There's nothing special. Maybe only difference in my cloth. But this cloth doesn't protect me from disturbing thought. Otherwise, I can get you, each one of you, one from the monastery. Every day, all my friends, you know, every day we need to think. You know, we need to think. Okay, need to think. No good. No, we have no, like, we need to learn how to think. I am happy because of this. Yeah, that's for tons of reasons. You can say I am not happy because I don't speak the English like you do. That's the reality. Then, so there are so many things I don't have. You know, I wish I speak fluent French. Spanish or English. There's so many things you can do. So the point is, like, so to summarize, you know, to here we get together every year, last 17 years, not here, but not some year there, not like some year here, been here 17 years. So, if you think something that's, you know, bothering your mind, purify them. You purify them. The best way to purify, think something positive. Think something good. So I've been saying this, probably your ear is like, how is it? Your ear is burned. burn? How do you say? Yes, for all the burn, I'm saying this thing good. Why I say thing good? I'm not saying say mantra. You know, why people say mantra? To guard their mind, that's all. I'm not saying, oh, you become Buddhist. I'm not saying, I've never said that. You know, what I said, you know, last 70 years here, what I said, we all need to think something good, something positive, something nice, something kind. Oh? When it's come down to yourself, think something good. Oh, this is precious. This is precious life. This is life is so precious. This is a boat. Who said, Shantideva said, when? Around 8th century. Now there's 21st century. This is a boat capable to, if you sail, not sail, if you sail, well, you could cross the ocean of, you know, complications. So you could cross. If not, you can get closer. Don't just sit around, oh, there'll be another boat may not show up. No, this is a board you can, you could, if you say, oh, me you to la ten in this, shall they here, me you to la ten in dunga chuo chelectrons. Oceans of dunga chuo, chuos like creek or lake, the big, not just creek, big chuo chelectrons. You see, you cross the big lake, dunga, lake symbolize problems, sufferings. This board, dunga, me you to la ten in this, rely on this boat, you could cross the oceans of, like, lakes of problems, oceans of problems. So, through the Chininyekas, this boat is not that easy to find. No? You may not find that boat again, so better to sail now. No? Many reasons to think something positive. And, you know, so like, we are very much, in here in the West, people are very much visual. East, we are very much vocal, you know, so we like to hear things and like to say things, you know. And just do experiment, okay? Just do experiment. Because according to 8 verses, thought transformation practice, that's 8 stanzas. The first one, it says, Dani Sinje Tamjali Jinnovela Lavita Yudhubasama Tatushyava Zumbasa. May I able to cherish not just Kadambasana member, or not just American people, all. No, may I able to cherish all, no, like, more like precious jewel. No? See, Mother Teresa knows exactly what she's doing. These people know how to be happy. When she go to the Calcutta, there's no big city, India city, close to my hometown. That's where she set up her charity house. People laying on the street, you know, poor beggars. What you can get? Nothing. They have no money to give you. They have no power, no education. Why help them? See? For her, this is like precious jewel. This precious jewel. You know. You be kind, you know. Hug them, lift them up on your arm, take care of them. How much happiness they feel in their mind, they feel like they've been cherished by one another beings. Cherished, touched, hugged by other beings. So that kind of joy, you cannot get anywhere, you cannot buy. So that's, you know, that's the pure love, that's the pure love. If everybody does that, there'll be no war. There'll nobody killing nobody. If everybody be nice to each other, everybody be nice to each other like that, everybody sees like everybody like precious jewel, you know? Not as a Buddhist, as a Muslim, as a like Christian, as a black, as a white. What good does that do? Nothing. If you see, if each one of us see, oh, you are so precious, you know, that is interesting, you're so precious, because of you, I could gain compassion, I can gain loving kindness, I can gain tolerance, I can gain patience, because of that, you are so precious. No matter how you look, what you eat, what you believe, these are all secondary things. Fundamentally, we are all human. That's what His Holiness says many times. So, while you're driving, this is what driving. You can do experiment. You can do experiment. See how it works. It's not just religious business. You can experiment. With the first stanza from the 8 words, your thought transformations, if you manage to remember the meaning of that stanza, if you walk around the lake, drive on the road with that mentality, things are different. Things are different. You are thinking something good. Well, more likely people get benefit, if somebody try to get in, more likely you let that person go. So there's a ripple impact, so that person will more likely let some other person go. If you stop that person, you see. If you can't be mean to that person is going to be mean to next person. Doesn't matter if that knows, don't know, it's not going to be nice. Because his mind has been disturbed. So disturbing mind, you cannot do good things. You cannot do good things. You can't think straight. That's why disturbing mind, minute it arises, there will be no mental happiness. Whether you are teaching here or listening, if I have disturbing mind, my happiness is gone. Doesn't matter where I sit on throne, wear robe, doesn't matter, I have no peace. No matter who, His Holiness, Pope, anybody who generates disturbing mind, the minute the disturbing mind arrives, there will be no peace. So that's now what I'm trying to say here, summarize. According to Buddhist practice, when you wake up, you think of a precious human life. You think of a precious human life, that you are grateful that you are alive. You breathe, you live, And according to Buddhist practice, every day, that you are thinking it's the last day, doesn't mean it's going to be last day, but that's how you think. Every day is last day, then you choose to be good, to be kind, be nice. But nobody says, you have to do. Nobody says, we don't have to do. Why we have to do? If you are seeking happiness, then more positive thought makes sense. More positive thought, good thought, more positive thought makes sense. So then slowly, 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 you will have just positive thought. Zero negative thought. Then probably you are enlightened. See, enlightened. It's easy to say, but somebody has to say. So in this case, I'm the one who's saying it. Doesn't mean it's easy. As I said, it's not easy to dealing with a squirrel. Squirrel in my garden, it's not easy. What they say, they don't say anything. But it's like, could be people, animal, could be your idea, could be your plan, anything. We become uptight. We are not flexible. If you become uptight, all this thought that comes with the energy, that energy has been wasted. No longer useful. Every thought that comes with energy, when you become uptight like this, this has to be here. Exactly here. Some people are very precise, right? Very precise. It's to be here. That's all where my happiness comes from. It's all here. If somebody moves this here, then all my happiness is gone. Does it really matter if it's here or there? Doesn't matter. Because we make things so solid, so unchanged, concrete, like that. It's not like that's not how things work in the reality. Everything changes. Things change, And the reason I'm saying that, I lose many my happiness. the Gishi Sambo probably is here, maybe outside here, maybe Gishi Sambo, my roommate. I thought I lose my happiness because of him. I believe because he's my roommate, we live together. So I thought, he doesn't do the things that I usually do. We do things different because we have different minds. It's not one mindset, it's a different mindset. And he do things differently. So I have my own idea how things should be. He has his, doesn't always fit, get, as a. When two people get together, you have to be flexible. You can't be uptight. There will be no happiness. You have to be open. You have to be flexible. But I'm not saying you are not doing that, including myself. It's hard. It's hard. You say something that was, that's not good. Then you think, every time when I say that person says that's not good, but that's not true, that you're just thinking. It's not good. So, you know, open mind, kind mind, that's always, you know, if you're kind, then you are always right. If you are not kind, something could go wrong. So like that. So Krishna Vyasa said, oh, Krishna, because of him, you know, so all the dishes in the kitchen is not like organized, it's here, there, no, you know, there. So then, what we do, first we say, okay, need to call him, talk to him, educate him. From now on, don't you ever. Next day, no change, same thing. How long you going to say that? It's much easier. Just put it here. Finish. Just put it here. It doesn't require, you know, it's not like carrying like 200 pounds on your back, hour long. It's not like, just be done. Don't need to say anything, it's done. Someday, it's not easy every day like this. Second day, he put it here. That's just an example. Oh, again, here you go. Much easier. Someday you have no energy to do, to leave it there. It's not bothering his mind, why is it bothering your mind? This is not cause unhappiness. If this cause unhappiness, inherently, everybody should be unhappy. But he don't care. Why you care? One day, living there, you know your happiness is not going to be finished. So someday, that's much easier. Less energy, no meetings, much easier. Then maybe, hopefully, he sees that, then maybe he'll do the same thing without lecturing him. So then someday, said, you are the one who put it there, that you forgot. Then he points out, you are the one who did it. You don't want any conversations at all. No more conversations, go your place. No, doesn't matter to me, no. So like that, this is like everyday challenge. It's like that. We have to be flexible, open, flexible. Is it really worth it to sacrifice my happiness because book is down? No, not at all. Like that. So, then when he went to Tibet, I should be happy all the time, but that's not the case. He's gone now for a couple of months. I'm by myself. Yeah, I'm not happy all the time. Oh, no, I'm always like, every day, like, oh, I'm very happy. No, it's not like that. Yeah. Turns out, it's mainly from my mind, how I see things, how I treat them, how I seriously think them, you know, this is all from my. So therefore, everything, all this book, comes down how to guard your thought. That's very important. Same is mind, sung means protect. Tushu is practice or workshop or exercise. Sensu tushu mato means not other than that. You just need that. Sensu tushu is just, if you can guard your mind, you don't need to do all these different things, you know, you just guard your mind. It's so important. Guarding from what? Disturbing thought. That's the last thing that we need. Why it's called disturbing? It disturbs your happiness. That's why disturbing thought. If we manage to see, you know, like just pure, Tabana, just all good, all people wonderful, all these people are precious. I think my life is precious, same, all their lives precious, no matter how they look, what they believe, what they do, they're all precious. You get immense benefit. You cannot buy anywhere, even though you're $1 million, you cannot buy that. Everybody is so precious, wherever you look, you know, it's so precious. Doesn't matter, it's a Tibetan, American, so they're so all precious, and all good. You're thinking something good. And then you get immense benefit. Not just that, you get more friends, more people like to be around with you because you are always positive. That's very important. So, just want to summarize that, you know, so then please, you know, come to Sunday here, even though I'm not here, you come here. Discuss, you know, share your experience, then discuss how we can improve our mental qualities, how we can become more kind. Not necessarily how we become Buddhist or Christian, no. how the point is, come here, even though I'm not here, you can come here, discuss how to be kind, how to treat each other with loving kindness, compassion, so not with judgment of mind. So, so then this center serves its purpose. The center serves its purpose. People go from out from the center, or they're kind of like thinking more good about themselves or thinking good about other people. That is the progress. Far more important than money. If one person goes out of the center, thinks something positive, that is our collective progress. Far more important than money. You cannot buy this much for money. When people they come here again, they become kinder, more open, kinder, that is our progress. So that's wonderful. So we have more one kind person. We produce, we help somebody to be kinder. This is the progress. This is the our profit. Profit. So see. So this whole goal is not true. The only way you can become kinder, you have to think something positive. Think something positive. Not easy. Not easy. I'm not saying it's a piece of cake. If I'm saying piece of cake, so then you can complain to them. I'm not saying it's a piece of cake. It's not a piece of cake. No, it's not easy. It's difficult. But we can't give up. No pain, no gain. We can't give up. So then it's good, you know. So you come here again, you become kinder and kinder. Your friends is there. You are more flexible, kinder. That's wonderful news. That's wonderful news. Okay. So then with that, you know, so maybe next Sunday, so you can come here and discuss about desire, wisdom. And basically the goal is to be kind, be happier, be kind. That's the goal. Fundamental human qualities, human's good qualities, such as loving kindness, compassion, respect, tolerance, patience. These are desperately needed. We don't need more Buddhists. Does not guarantee peaceful world. Does not guarantee. We need more kind people. That guarantees peaceful world. That guarantees peaceful world. Not like more center, more church, more things. Does not guarantee. People have been saying prayer throughout the centuries. Church has been built throughout the centuries. Temples have been built. Still problems. Why? Not because of the shortage of the church. Shortage of the physical temple. Something is lacking in the mind. People are not thinking kindly. Not being kind to themselves. It's hard to be kind to other people. Precious human life. This is not a piece of junk. This is something that you hate. This is called precious human life. So difficult to find. So meaningful. Tanjo, Tenje, Nyeka. Tenje, so meaningful. Oh, Gila, I don't think I have my life's meaning. Not true. That's not true. People come to, oh, Gila, I see my life no meaning. That's not true. This is tangible, precious, tenje, meaningful, nyeka, difficult to find. That's what it is. We need to think something positive. That's what we should think. What we should not think is like, oh, this I don't look good. Oh, I'm like, I don't like myself and all of that. That's what we should not think. That's not how happiness begins. Happiness is the product of positive thinking. Without positive thinking, there will be no happiness. Negative thinking, the product will be suffering. Positive thinking, happiness product. That's why. Come to me, oh Gisela, I have my life, I think nobody loves me. Not true. Not true. Not true. Oh, my life has no meaning. Not true. Precious human life. It's far more precious than you feel the US dollar in this house. This life is far more precious than that. Can you buy another one? If you have like room full of money? No, you cannot buy. This precious human life. Tenjor. Precious. Tenji. Meaningful. Nyeka, difficult to find. Don't think, oh, that's so easy to find. No, that's wrong idea. So that's how the positive thinking begins. As a Buddhist in the morning, you think about precious human life. And not just according to Buddhism, according to Steve Jobs. You remember what he gave, one give lecture in the one lecture, one industry. You read that lecture, what he said. He's not a religious person, he's a business person. He said, treat every day like the final day. Treat. Different word, but this is not new. It's already been said in this teaching thousands of years ago. It's not something new. Life becomes more flexible, much more easier. If you think, if you treat it like every day, like your last day, what do? You do something good. You better do something good. So the next morning you're alive, that you're happy. You're happy that you're alive. You can say something nice. You can think something good. You can do something good. That's why you're happy. Not because I'm happy because I'm going to be miserable today, being nasty to someone else, not like that. So that's how they, not talking about physical happiness, you don't need to think. You just eat chocolate chip cookie, warm chocolate chip cookie from the whole food. So good. Short time, it's gone. Because that kind of happiness, whatever you call happiness, pleasure, is heavily rely on object. Longest object there, is there, maybe it doesn't, even doesn't guarantee. If the object is there, if you overeat, next time when you see chocolate chip cookie, you don't want to go close. That doesn't guarantee, it's a heavily rely. These are all physical. All physical. Seeing something beautiful, hearing something nice, smelling something good, these are all physical. Mental, you think. It's there long time because it's not rely on external things. You can enjoy that anytime, anywhere. Even though when you go to Nepal, there's no whole food, there's no warm chocolate chip cookie there. So you're still happy. You could go to countryside in Nepal. Just by thinking, it's probably better to, if you can generate happiness by thinking, eating chocolate chip cookie, that's much better than actually eating one. If you can do that. anyway, so see, then thinking, precious human life, that's your thinking begin, and life, they begin with some positive thought. Then from there, then you look around, Think something positive. So that's, that's what it means. Guard. Don't need so many different practices. You need only one practice that helps you to guard your mind. Guard from what? Guard from disturbing thought. If you can do that, so your life will be happier. Otherwise, probably you wish the same thing. If I go through some problem, probably you wish that you could solve. The reality is hard. Otherwise, in Buddhism, what we call enlightenment, why they don't solve everybody's problems? If they're enlightened, if they're all powerful, why they don't solve everybody's problems? That's not how it works. They can show you the path. They can show you the path, and you can walk on the path. It's not like, they can walk for you. No. it's not like that. Okay. Yeah. So now time has passed, so there's no discussion today. So, and please, come to the center in the Sunday, even though I'm not here, you come to share your stories, share your experience, and we all get benefit. This is like collective effort. That's how the center is flourishing. That's how many people come. It's not just because of me. That's our, each and every one of your contributions. That's how the center benefits. Okay? Yeah. So with that, then I will stop my Mickey Mouse talk. dedication.
On the gold prayer book, turn to page 246.
Not just compassion, also need wisdom. Not just compassion. Also, you need also wisdom. You need two wings. Not just, let them do whatever they want, not like that. You need both compassion and wisdom. We need both. Okay, sometimes people have so much compassion, no wisdom. Also, you know, cause become problems. Both. Wisdom, compassion, no? Wisdom and both, okay.
It's a dedication from Master Shantideva, Bodhikaryavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of the body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Good morning. Just have a few announcements. I'll start with something fun first, and then I'll ask second and third. So just want to make sure you know today is Sunday tea time, so we've been missing it with retreat and everything that's been happening, so you're welcome to just join us afterwards for light snacks. And the next thing is, we need the Tara altar taken down. So even if you don't know how to do it and you'd like to just see what this is all about and learn how to take this down, just come up afterwards and someone, who's the someone? I do need a someone. Donna's not here today. Who knows how to do this? Kim. So she'll be up here and then you can just join and help taking it down. The third thing is, I'm not going to explain it much, just a little light reference. There's many positions to be filled here for coordinating and management. Not management, but like managing roles. So I haven't asked for any of them yet. Ha! Just kind of waiting. So there's one that needs to be filled right away, and that's the bookstore manager. Sherry's been doing it for many years. She's not here to thank today, right? Sherry's not here. Okay. But I just want to put a little seed thought, so if, then you can just contact me. We've taken all the administrative financial pieces out of it, and now the office is doing that, so it makes it much more easy to do and fun. So it would be recruiting and training and maintaining and helping the volunteers run the bookstore. It's fully staffed right now, so it's easy to start. And working with, there's already a merchandise purchaser and a book purchaser, so it's just really keeping the team cooking and keeping everything flowing in that way and working together with them. So it's a much easier role than it has been in the past because Sherry got it to a place that's amazing. There's a register now you may have experienced, so it's everything's been captured. So if you have any interest in that, my email is on the back of the bulletin, and you can just contact me or come up and ask me a question at the team. And Robbie has the last one.
Thank you, Geshe-la, for that very inspiring teaching this morning. As most people know, Geshe-la is going to be traveling for the next several months. One thing he'll be doing, I think, is looking for an artist for the larger-than-life-size Lama Atisha statue that Lama Zopes recommended that the Center Commission, so that's very exciting. As Geshe-la mentioned, there's going to be an active spiritual program in his absence. Geshe Sampo will be leading some of the Sunday morning sessions, so we'll get to hear his side of the story of the two roommates. We also have some very exciting and extremely qualified visiting teachers coming over the next several months, some of the senior-most members in the FPMT, so that's to look forward to. But anyway, Geshe-la, we thank you very much. We pray for your safe travels, and we look forward to your safe return. And for anyone who'd like to offer a kata to Geshe-la, you can form a line starting here. There's a box with katas in the back if you didn't bring one. So again, thank you, Geshe-la.
So while we're people are lining up, I invite you to chant the praises of the 21 Taras. It's on page, let's see, I think it's 191, or is it 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Terror's turbone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with thy grace resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden blooming lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage, with her tread and piss down, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn. But she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, purple laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth Guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments no shining, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she misreath ablaze, like beyond ending fire abiding, rights have left and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom, five-foot stamp shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage, holding in her hand the hair-marked moon of Deva-like form, with pie-soaked Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, which full of liberating barb has set up three natures, just so the spirit yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the room mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Now if you'd like to just read the abbreviated version on page 198. On my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tara, Savior's heron, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture, to her with sound soha I bow. Oh, my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tare, Savior's heroine, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture, to her with sound soha I bow. Oh, my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tare, Severus heroine, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture, to her with sound soha I bow. All my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tare, saviorous heroine, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture to her without Soha I bow. All my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tare, saviorous heroine, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture to her without Soha I bow. All my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tare, saviorous heroine, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture to her without Soha I bow. All my prostrate to the goddess foe destroyer, liberating Lady Tara. Homage to Tara, saviorous heroine, with Tutare dispelling all fears, granting all benefits with Ture to her with sound Soha I bow. Now the prayer of the benefice on page 191. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.